Welcome to the Dental Health Summit. I'm today in Austria in Salzburg talking to Saskia Wolf.
Welcome.
Saskia is a multifunctional orthodontist.
Yes.
And so you're working with the alignment of the teeth in a very special way. So what is a holistic orthodontist? What is your work? What are you doing different than a typical orthodontist?
Yes, well, it's really special because I think that we have several levels we have to combine in our treatment, and this level is at one part it's the body. Then we have the soul and the spirit too, and everything is interacting with each other. So we have to enclose it into the treatment, yeah. And that's I think that's what I'm doing very special. So I also do special treatments on the body level also, but we will come to that later point. Yeah, but this is what I try to combine: soul, spirit, and body.
How do you find out, what might stand behind that on an emotional level or on a spiritual level?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's my part also to feel with my intuition what's going on or what could be the theme behind this. The standing and the arch form, and how the tooth is placed in the arch form. So very often I look at this and then I feel, or I have pictures of something like this, and then I talk. Maybe it could be also something like this, or something, and the parents are standing there. Oh yeah, well, you're right, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then I know, okay, we have to work on this too, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also found it with a colleague of me. It's Waltraud Meyer. We saw her some symposium or some summits in Germany before. Yeah, so we do tooth or teeth constellation work. It's something like family constellations, and it's something like an image producing procedure where Waltraud and me, we are going into the space of the tooth, and then we represent what is his topic, yeah, mm-hmm. and or what, for what he is standing, yeah. And Waltraud has a very medial, how can I call
ability.
This? Yes, ability, thank you. And makes this work really special. Yeah, to a very special and great moment. And very often we can see that personality aspects are changing afterwards, and very often the parents come back and say, oh, we thank you so much, it was so great, and we have freedom in our family system, and we say, okay, mm-hmm. Because everything is together, yeah. And the other point, what I see in my treatment, I have the feeling that the teeth are moving more easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's how can I say it? I never saw a tooth growing because of our work. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's not that I didn't mention till up to now, but perhaps it's coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know what will be in the future. But till up to now, what I mentioned was that if the canine, mm-hmm. for example, is standing not in the right position to come through, yeah, we had changings without any treatment in the mouse. Yeah, we had this, but it's only a few times, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I can say, yes, our work is the reason why this happened, mm-hmm. I can't be sure at the moment. So
This is so interesting because I talked to a lady from her children. The canine was standing mm-hmm. just like this, and it didn't have space. And the family had the feeling that the school where this girl is going to is not the right school.
Yes.
And the girl was changing school, and the next X-ray showed the two standing completely straight.
Yes.
So this is very interesting.
I think this mm-hmm. is possible. Mm-hmm. That's why we founded this teeth consolation work here. That's why we did this. Mm-hmm. But I don't have so many proofs at the mm-hmm. moment that I can say, okay, we did this and we did this. So mm-hmm. and then this happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can't say at the moment that can give us the way to mm-hmm. to have something to have a treatment without treatments with appliances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I can say, it's easier. It makes it really easier if we are also treating soul and spirit, these levels too, then the body reacts, because the body is really intelligent, and normally he knows where he has to be and mm-hmm. where he has to express itself. Yeah. And if but I think only the blockades are our problems. Yeah, so the body show symptoms and tooth direction in another way because of blockades. So
yeah. I think listening to you is like you're somehow, this is a translation of the, I don't know, translation is maybe not the right word, but through that it can be explained where the block is in the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's a transformation. It's mm-hmm. it's a changing. Yeah.
I understand that this constellation work with the teeth is, do you include that in the work with all your clients?
I try so. I recommend it every time, and everybody can pick it up for mm-hmm. himself if he wants to do this, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because I also, one time I had the problem because I recommend it now to everybody because I had a mother there and I said nothing about this work, yeah? And then she said, oh, you told my neighbor, you told her that you did this, mm-hmm. that you do this. And I said, yes, all right, but I didn't, I can't imagine that you like this. Mm-hmm. And this was the point. From that point on, I recommend it every time. Mm-hmm. And you can take it or you can leave it how you feel. But very often, you can see it in the eyes when you talk about, and then something is coming through them and there's an interest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can pick it and then it's something for them. And then it's also the right point to do this work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the point is given us to mm-hmm. us. We can't make it, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. No, that's not possible. Yeah.
So you have here the teeth standing and it's so interesting, like we had interviews and constellation work with you filmed yes. on the German summits, and what we will do, we will include a trailer yes. and with your translation that yes. like everybody gets a feel of how your work is and what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's so difficult to explain. Yeah. You have to make the experience. So that's yeah. very important.
Heute in Salzburg mit Saskia Wolf von der Praxis für ganzheitliche Kieferorthopädie, mit Waltraud Meyer. Waltraud ist von Einhausen angereist aus Deutschland. Du bist diplomierte Sozialpädagogin. Bist hellsichtig, hast dich unter anderem auch spezialisiert auf Zahnaufstellungen, und wir wollen heute einfach mal ein bisschen hinter die Kulissen schauen.
Die Zähne sind eine harte Substanz und wir erleben, dass das, dass die Themen, die man häufig, ach, das haben wir schon angeschaut und auch schon angeschaut, ist schon durch, da steckt es noch drin. Und wenn wir da nochmal reingehen, haben wir nochmal eine ganz andere Tiefe. Natürlich auch aufgrund der Qualität von Waltraud, ne, mit ihrer Hellsichtigkeit, die da in eine Tiefe gehen kann, wo es manche anstehen, das ist klar, in der Aufstellungsarbeit. Ja, aber so gesehen eigentlich durch die Bank
Es ist mittlerweile in der Behandlung integriert, ja. Und es ist auch so schön, dann zu sehen, wie die Kinder sich entwickeln, die Persönlichkeit sich verändert, wie das Familiensystem sich umstrukturiert. Und wow, das sind ja Feedbacks, die ich dann auch einfach bekomme.
So, ich würde jetzt sagen, meine Energie geht zu diesem Zahn erstmal und vielleicht diesen Zahn.
Ich merke das schon, ja.
Ja. Mhm. So, wenn ich den Zahn jetzt in der Hand halte, merke ich, dass ich traurig bin. Also ich habe mehr Kraft in mir, als ich es nach außen zeige. Kraft bedeutet aber auch so ein Stück, Kraft wird ersetzt in Trauer. Trauer und Hilflosigkeit.
Also mir wird hier ganz heiß, ganz anders. Ich bin irgendwie, existent bin ich schon, aber ich weiß gerade gar nicht, ich tue wirklich, was ich soll. Ich bin, was ich ein Zahn bin, habe ich keine Ahnung. Also ich bin eigentlich irgendwas.
Ich habe Angst, dass du mir Platz wegnimmst.
Du hast meinen Platz eingenommen.
Mhm. Finde ich auch nicht schlecht.
Es ist nur nicht der deine.
Ja, ich bin ein guter Vertreter.
Das sehe ich jetzt anders.
Mhm. Oh, jetzt fühle ich mich entdeckt.
Nein, weil ich bin jetzt da.
Ärgerlich. Oh, die Position hat mir sehr gut gefallen.
Jetzt hätte ich sie aber gerne zurück.
Oh, willst du deinen Thron wieder, gell?
Ja.
Ja, wenn du den Thron einfach so einnimmst, muss ich weichen.
Ich fühle mich jetzt hier auch so kräftig, dass ich immer mehr Kraft bekomme und Energie bekomme, zu sagen, hey, und das hier, das ist mein Recht, da bin ich, da gehöre ich hin und das will ich auch so. Ja, also das wird jetzt hier, weil man sieht das ja von außen nicht so, das wird jetzt hier immer präsenter drin. Also ich bin jetzt richtig bereit, hier zu stehen und zu sagen, nein, also du stehst auf meinem Platz.
Ja genau, wenn du präsent bist, gebe ich dir deinen Platz. Wenn du anfängst zu kämpfen, kriegst du den lange nicht.
Na, kämpfen habe ich nicht das Gefühl.
Genau.
Ja, nur, ich möchte meinen Platz.
Ja, jetzt muss ich ihn dir leider geben, wenn du so klar bist, muss ich ihn dir leider geben.
So, as I understand, is that you are basically not working with common braces.
No, I need them sometimes, yes, that's true, but I try to do it without, yeah.
So there's an interesting belief in the minds of many people. It has to be, there has to be some force applied. It has to be almost painful that something is moving. So what is your take on that?
I had one patient in my practice one time, and she said, if everything is going very soft and slightly and easily, I think that's not the way for me. I'm like, okay, but I'm not your doctor. That's okay. Okay. Yeah. But normally, my thinking is that we have to use a natural way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said before, the body is intelligent, and we have to give him the space to develop in his full possibilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we talk about the body level, what is interacting with the arch form? Yeah, these are our muscles, soft tissues. Yeah, the lip ligament, the tongue ligament, how we are breathing through our nose and through our mouth, where is the tongue resting position. This is very important, and this is developing our facial growth and also our arch forms. And so it's acting on the teeth, how they are standing in lines. Yeah.
So basically, when you're looking at the teeth of children, there's already a lot of questions coming. You're breathing through the nose, where's your tongue, and that it all that matters.
Yeah, when they are coming, I'm glad if I see their face free. Mm-hmm. So because I'm going to the waiting room, because from this time till up to the room, they are I can observe them, but they don't know. And I talk to them a lot, and very often the parents talk into my communication mm-hmm. with the child. I'm glad if they don't do, because mm-hmm. I want to see how it's interacting and how it's speaking, how they are using the tongue, where is it, where they are in a break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and afterwards I'm doing some funny games with them to show also the parents that the tongue is not in the right position, and then I'm explaining everything, how it's interacting. I think we should show also a video mm-hmm. To this because it's very important to understand. Sometimes it's really difficult to explain, but I want to try a little bit. I take something we have here. Yes, we take this, for example. Mm-hmm. This is an upper jaw and a lower jaw, yeah? And this is immovable a little bit, yeah? So if the muscles around here and the lips in front, yeah? If they are really strong, what will happen? The muscles have a lot of power. And with every swallowing and so on, they will press the arch form, yeah? And if the tongue is not in the right position here in the palate, yeah, we have no power,
expansive power,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So and that's where, if the tongue is lying here down there in the lower jaw, that's very often, yeah. So the muscles are coming from the side and from the front, and they are decreasing the development, yeah, they are limiting the development of the maxilla, of the upper jaw, yeah. If we have the tongue in the right position here, we have the pressure from inside and the pressure from outside, and we get a very well arch form development if they are balanced, yeah. But for that the tongue is in the right resting position in the roof of the mouth, they have to breathe through their nose, and a lot of children don't do this.
So can we show a film now?
Yes.
We now know that when we start to see signs of crooked teeth, it usually means the jaws aren't growing properly. Bad oral habits, like not swallowing the right way and breathing through your mouth, are the main causes of the crooked teeth and jaws. The forces of the tongue, cheeks, and lips combined with these bad oral habits can have a big effect on how your teeth are positioned, as well as how your jaws grow. A normal top jaw grows properly because the tongue rests in the correct position, which is in the roof of your mouth, known as the correct tongue resting position. If your tongue does not rest in the roof of your mouth, the top jaw will become too narrow, so teeth won't have enough room to grow straight.
Another thing to watch out for is if you're swallowing the wrong way, with lots of movement in the bottom lip. When this happens, your front teeth will be pushed backwards, and this also causes your teeth to be crowded.
What about children who are sucking their thumb? I mean, I guess because they're doing that with power, and sometimes you really see them.
Yeah.
So how is this forming the... the arch?
We can say not in the right way.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. And if the patterns go into the neurofunctional system as well, yeah, it's very hard to change it, yeah. So, and if you have a child what sucks or swallows in the wrong way, and you say, okay, we wait till the treatment, till they are teens, like 12 or 14, mm-hmm. something like this, yeah, it's a little bit late, yeah, mm-hmm. because they swallowed 12 years in the wrong way, yeah, and we can see this when they are 3, 4, 5, 6, and if I can see this in this young, early childhood, I want to treat them. But I don't treat them with all these appliances, first mm-hmm. of all. I try to change the myofunctional system. Lip closing, mm-hmm. tongue in the right position, mm-hmm. up to the roof, yeah? Nasal breathing, mm-hmm. right swallowing, yeah? Mm-hmm. And if we change this, we get an amazing, really unbelievable development. We will show some pictures to this. I have, this is a young patient. He was 7 when he came. Yeah, and we treated 2 years, but we had some starting problems because he wanted to do the exercises not every day and mm-hmm. so. But when he understood what's going on, then we had an amazing development, and I think everybody can see it. And this is only one patient. I have so many patients mm-hmm. in this way. It's a great work. It's a really great work, and I think you can see it now.
Das dann ist der Moment, wo wir die beiden
die
dann
vier
einbinden.
Bilder, ja,
mhm. Jetzt hätte ich gerade noch eine Frage dazu.
Mhm. Mhm.
Dann
macht er
weiter. Like, for example, would you say that, like, parents should always be a little bit cautious when children sucking their thumb? Sometimes they say, oh, just for a short time, doesn't matter. They say, but does it, or really it doesn't matter? Like,
yeah, it matters, but it's not the possibility, you have not the possibility to peg it away or to,
yes.
No, that's not possible. Very often I see that a child who's sucking needs more
held.
Yeah, to be mm-hmm. held. Yeah, to be held more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I say to the parents, please ask the child if it's doing that, what it needs. Mm-hmm. If it needs mother or father, mm-hmm. or what does it need? And then sucking is only possible with getting being held.
Mm-hmm. So yeah? This is a compensation for something?
I think mm-hmm. it is, yeah. But I don't have the real proof, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that something is missing, and they are giving it to them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the children make a development in mm-hmm. inside, and suddenly they say, no, now it's okay, mm-hmm. you can go away, it's enough, mm-hmm. and they stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very good way to try. To try.
It sounds absolutely interesting. It's very
yeah.
interesting. Just to clarify, can it be that there are some children who use their thumb like for a few years,
mm-hmm.
That even a perfect arch and a perfect T position can develop without that the thumb had any effect on it? Or is it very likely that it shows some kind of different development?
I never saw this, but it's possible that I don't see these children because
mm-hmm.
they come to me if they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine if a child is sucking and it stops, and the tongue doesn't go in this position, and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't compensate this hole there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then there's a possibility because the lips and everything is there. And if the child is very young, I think it can be, yeah, I can imagine that it's
mm-hmm.
possible, yeah. If they are older, like 6 or 7, it's difficult. I remember my youngest patient, she was 3.5, and she had a crossbite like this, the upper jaw and the lower jaw. She was to the lateral and also in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Totally crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her only myofunctional appliance, and she wore it the whole day. She wanted to wear it, yeah. And 3 months later, everything had the right position. Yeah, I used something. It's an infant trainer from a MyoPrace. Mm-hmm. It was really easy. So, yeah, it goes easy. Yeah, if you stop the pattern, if you stop the habits, yeah. If they are really young, I think it's possible. I can imagine. Yeah.
Is this a message? It's possible to give to the parents that when some unusual, like unusual tooth position is appearing, mm-hmm. don't wait until they're in the teens. Do something now.
Yes. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. if you see it in the early childhood, why should you wait? Mm-hmm. The system is showing you that something doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but don't go in with all these appliances then. Mm-hmm. So only change the patterns and the habits mm-hmm. and then let the system react and see what is happening. And that's really great.
A question about the nasal breathing. I mean, there's so many children who have a blocked nose, almost permanent mm-hmm. blocked nose, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, from my point of view, I'm watching obviously the nutritional level because many people, mm-hmm. many children or many people have a react to milk products and cereals.
Yes.
Do you talk about this or yeah. this is not an issue?
Yes. I also am testing this with a I have to think about how is it called in English. But it's a testing system. It's not applied kinesiology. Mm-hmm. It's myofunctional diagnostic, but mm-hmm. I'm working also with the muscles, but in a little bit other way. Mm-hmm. And we are testing also these things, yeah. And very often this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Then I say, leave everything away for 2 weeks and have a look what is happening. Mm-hmm. And then it's becoming better. And then if it's a changing, okay, then stop for 4 weeks and we see us in 4 weeks and then tell me how it is. And the most of the parents say, okay, it's gone. Mm-hmm. They can breathe. And the children say, oh, I can breathe through my nose. Mm-hmm. Now I can do the exercise. And they are glad mm-hmm. that they can do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also another possibility what I'm observing. If you don't use your nose, yeah, and the hole here in our bone, yeah, if you don't use a hole in our body, it's the tissue is growing in.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. This is happening here too. If you don't use it, the body will say, why should be there a hole? I don't need it. Okay, tissue closing. Is growing, mm-hmm. yeah, and tissue glows it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a hard work because you have to do a lot of exercises on breathing through the nose again because you have to work mm-hmm. to make clear to the body that that's right, that there's a hole where okay. the air should be clean and have turbulences inside and everything like this, yeah.
So they have mm-hmm. to get used again.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Very important.
So you are using special devices, but you're not using braces.
I try to I try not to use braces. I have something like this here, wait. Yeah, I have this, for example, it's a MyoPrace. I'm working with this system. It comes from Australia and it's since 20 years it's on the market. They have mm-hmm. a lot of experiences with this. So, but it's not so common in Germany, mm-hmm. but it's developing at the moment. So mm-hmm. it's more common in USA and in Australia, in I think in China and also mm-hmm. in the eastern parts, yeah. And what is this doing? It's you can see that there you can bite in with the upper jaw and here with the lower jaw, and then there is something where the tongue, where the tongue can be. So the children can feel, my tongue has to be up there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's room for the tongue, yeah. And we have the tissues and the muscles from from outside, from the cheeks, I hold a little bit away, and so we are treating, training them to do the tongue in the right position, and we give the development here, yeah? And they can't swallow in the wrong way because it's closed here, and so they are changing. They only have to wear it one hour a day, yeah, sometimes a little bit more, but 1 hour, and during the night. This is to train muscles. It's not an orthodontic appliance like we know. It's only training muscles and training patterns.
And they can't breathe through the mouth like this?
They can a little bit. They are small holes. Mm-hmm. We have also with bigger holes inside, mm-hmm. also because in the beginning you can't block it. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, that's not possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have appliances with a bigger hole to where during the time they change nasal and mouth breathing, mm-hmm. and also during the night. That's important. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we work with this, and later on they get a little bit, it's more static or mm-hmm. something. It's a
so
harder
flexible.
One.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so flexible. Yeah. And everything is without metal. So mm-hmm. that's what I like too. mm-hmm. And it's amazing with this device have an orthodontic functions. And what is happening during that time is really, really great mm-hmm. to see it. Yeah, I like this a lot. So, and here we have another device, for example. So for the tongue, if they don't know what is the tongue, it's sometimes really crazy to see if they show you the tongue and the edge in front, and mm-hmm. they I don't know, the tongue is everywhere but not there where it should mm-hmm. be, yeah. And so this is also an exercise explained, and this is also a device for people who are snoring. I'm using mm-hmm. that also because you're training the whole pharynx, the throat, mm-hmm. and this is very important for snoring and apnea patients. Yeah.
So they do, like, when they have it 1 hour a day, mm. like, and do they do exercise? What kind of exercise do they have to do? Can they do just sitting and doing something?
No. Sometimes the exercises are with the myoprase, yeah, mm-hmm. inside of the mouth. But the training, if you wear it, you're training your muscles, and you don't have to do anything because mm-hmm. You have to close your lips, you have to bring your tongue to the right position, all right, and mm-hmm. you have to breathe through your nose if you wear the myoprase. Mm-hmm. And then if you swallow, you can't swallow in the wrong way. You have to get to learn a new pattern. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is unconsciously.
Unconscious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is happening unconsciously. Yeah. But the other part are these exercises, and they have to do this twice a day, and this is to train the muscles, and it can be breathing the tongue on the roof, like. Bringing the tongue out of the mouth like a surf board or something like this. Yeah, it's really funny. We do a lot mm-hmm. of things with them. It's yeah, and but in the beginning, very often the parents say, okay, we need exercises for the tongue. I say no. First, we need exercises for the breathing, and we breathe. Through the nose to the belly, that it's coming out when they breathe in, and when they exhale, it's coming inside, back, and so. And a lot of children have a lot of problems with this, yeah. The breathing is really important. And there's also another thing which is really important for the whole body, because if we have breathing what's only up here in the upper lungs, then we get a disbalance between oxygen and carbon dioxide, yeah? And they have special limits in our body, yeah? And if we breathe only up there, or we are developing, if we breathe through our nose, we are developing very often a chronic hyperventilation, yeah? So our carbon dioxide limit is going down the receptors in our brain and in the blood system, they are reducing the limit, yeah. And every time when it's less, we get a new inhale impulse, mm-hmm. yeah. And so this is a very bad circle. So we are breathing quicker and quicker and quicker and. Less. Mm-hmm. And there's also another effect because on the biochemical level, because we have there also changings. If we have less, we exhale too much carbon dioxide, we have less in the blood, and then we can't give our oxygen, what we are inhalating, to our tissues and to our organs, to our muscles. So that's why it's so important to get the right balance in between the system. And very often we do a work or a exercise with the children, also for the adults, it's very perfect. You have to breathe out, hold your nose, and then move your head a little bit quickly or go some steps, yeah, and then you're producing carbon dioxide, and it's growing, increasing in the blood again, and so we can influence the impulse of inhalation, yeah, inhalate to breathe again, yeah, and if it's getting a little bit slowlier, yeah. So we can breathe through our nose and we have the feeling that we get enough oxygen and we can breathe through our belly, and that's really important. So we have a lot of changing also on the biochemical system, and this is very important to our cognitive system, to our intelligence, to our concentration. A lot of patients who are really ADHS, it's the same in mm-hmm. English, so ADHS.
Yes, attention deficit order.
Yes, yeah. So this is very often a problem in breathing and in this disbalance, and also when we come to the patients who are snoring and have apnea, for example, second sleep and the being the fatigue and being tired during the day and all these things, and this can during the time when you get older, you can get also problems in the cardiovascular system, stroke, and all these things. The cause can be breathing wrong or have apnea, something like this. Yeah. Wow. So it's really, really important to breathe in the right way. And there's a great book from Patrick McKeown. I think we will link it down there, because I think it's really important to read it. And there are some exercises in, so everybody can do this. And it's really, really important for everybody, child and adults, everybody.
Wow. Have you like people who come to you, do you work mainly with children, or do you have also adults who want to, maybe they didn't want to have any changes made when they were teenagers and they're grown up and say, oh, can we still do something to change the position?
I also have adults. I think the main are children, mm-hmm. of course, yeah, but I'm also doing sleeping, dental sleeping medicine, so I also have adults. But what you're asking for are the adults in orthodontics. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have also these patients, and they come because they want to work with a MyoPress system. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea because they very often they have also the same habits like the children, and that's mm-hmm. why everything is falling back. Yeah, mm-hmm. But we don't have such. Success like in the childhood where the whole body is growing, mm-hmm. yeah, and it's going really slowly, yeah, mm-hmm. and it depends also how the teeth are standing in the arch form. If you have a crowding and the teeth are leaned forward, I can't use it anymore. I have to bring them back, and I need space. And very often the molars and premolars are moved forward, and they fall a little mm-hmm. bit forward like this. Yeah, I have to bring them up to write them up mm-hmm. to give the other teeth the space they need. Yeah, that's what we can't do with these things. There, I need other appliances, and I like to use aligners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such invisible aligners, yeah. I like one system very much because I tried also others, mm-hmm. but I was not so glad with the success mm-hmm. of the materials and the attachments and mm-hmm. everything. Yes, well, so, but I have a system where I can do everything what I can do with braces too.
Okay, how do you have it here that we can have a look at it?
Yes, of course. I can't show mm-hmm. the name of it, but mm-hmm. it's something like this. Yeah, it's an aligner. It's 1 millimeter. Yeah, and you have some attachments. It's on the tooth. That's what you need. They have to be okay. there.
Okay, so you need attachment on the teeth.
Yeah.
And do these aligners have to change a lot with adapting with the movement of the teeth? Do you often have to make new ones?
I have to explain how it works, I think. Mm-hmm. So I do an intraoral scan, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have a video camera and I'm filming everything, mm-hmm. so yeah. And then I'm sending that into my computer, and I have this in 3D virtual. And then I'm saying, okay, this teeth has to come to this position, this to this, and I have to check the root movement and the crown movement, and if it could work in this system, yeah. And then if I say, okay, that's a good position for the tooth and for the other teeth also, then I say, okay, I can see this like a movie, how mm-hmm. How the movements are going on, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I say, okay, please produce the aligners to get from the beginning to the end position. And then we get a lot of aligners from this, and mm-hmm. and you change this every week or 2 weeks, depends on the movements the teeth has to do. And the patients can also change it on their own, but I have to control everything. That's very important. It doesn't go only on your own. No. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong imagination mm-hmm. of this. No, that doesn't work. Yeah, I have to control mm-hmm. if the movement goes like I planned and if everything stays right. Yeah. So, but this and in every aligner, the next movement is step by step programmed.
It's programmed.
Yeah, and so that's what I like also. You can program it very slightly and very slightly, slowly, yeah. And that's, for me, that's important.
Mm-hmm. So, like, this is a way which is working directly on the tooth.
Yes.
So, just coming from the thinking from the typical yeah. braces, Because like with braces, the teeth are forced. I feel it feels like this, forced okay. in a certain way. And sometimes people talk about that the roots might have a challenge to adapt to the movement. And often, for example, when the braces, when like having the perfect smile and the braces are gone, the teeth start moving back or yeah. tend to move back.
Can happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we need the balance between the tissues and the muscles as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why also my adult patients have to do exercises. Yeah.
Okay.
But in the adult cases, yeah, it's a little bit more difficult, mm-hmm. yeah, of course. But I had very fantastic things, so I couldn't imagine before. It was like one patient came to me, she wanted to have this aligners. I said, okay, I can do only a compromise because if you want it in the right way, you need an operation. We can't do it without because you have something from, how is it, Stufe?
Step.
Okay. A step, thank you. The step between upper and lower jaw, 6 millimeters in the front, and phew, really crazy everything. So I said, no, without operation, no problem. But she didn't want it, and I don't like operations. So I said, okay, we can try to make a compromise. Yeah, and I said, okay, but by the way, your tongue is low on the floor of your mouth, please bring it through the roof. And I showed her, and she trained it, and she came back 4 or 5 months later because she couldn't come in between. And then I said to my worker, I said, yeah, okay, only do the scan again, and then we have to, everything is final, mm-hmm. we can order the liners. And then my worker came to me, oh, she told me, and which bite she should bite, in the old or in the new one? I said, which new one, please, yeah? And then I looked at her, and she showed me that she was 5 millimeters before, only bring the tongue in the right position, and she came forward. And then we saw that she was compressed, totally compressed in the joints, yeah? And if we operate something like this, we do a surgery with her and break the bone here and bring this forward, we will stay the joints in they will stay in compression. Totally crazy if she mm-hmm. would be operated like this here. Yeah? So then was the treatment that we brought her on a liner, only on a liner. It's a functional therapy aligner. It's mm-hmm. a little bit different like this what we saw in, mm-hmm. before. And I gave her a new bite in the position she showed me, and then we looked how it were how is the influence on the whole body, and then her headache went better, her pain here in the neck and in the shoulders and then the back and everything that went better. And said, okay, now we know this is the right position of your lower jaw, and now we have to look again on it. Mm-hmm. And it was only of changing tongue position. This is great. It's for me, it's amazing. I like this. And mm-hmm. said, okay, that's why I look on all my adult patients also mm-hmm. to the habits, tongue position, everything. It's important for them also.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really amazing how easy it can go, yes. looking at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to observe, and you need another practice system.
Yes.
You can't work in the way other colleagues of me are doing. And I can understand all my colleagues who are in this meal of... yeah, having a lot of workers, having a lot of costs and everything, and they have to bring their things, yeah, to offer what they can do, yeah. And if you want to change this, yeah, you have to change a lot, really a lot in your practice, and it's a totally different work, and needs more more time, yeah. And yeah, It's not for every colleague of mine. It's good. I know, because I teach them. Yeah.
Okay.
In the My Functional System, I do the beginners courses, and everybody's interested and say, "Oh, that's so great what you're doing. That's fine. We have to do this," but it's so hard to start in your own practice.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the main challenge? This is, it doesn't bring that much money in what they need. Is that one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and you need other time system, yeah? Because when a child is coming, she's training with my MyoPrest trainer, and it's a half an hour, 45 minutes. In a normal practice, you have three minutes or something like this, or 15 minutes for changing the wire, and then check out.
Okay, this has to be a complete different setup.
Yeah, totally complete.
But it's so worth it.
Yeah, but I understand my colleagues, and I'm glad for everybody, for every colleague who wants to change it. And there are colleagues who are changing now, but very slowly.
Like, can you help people how to change their system and, like... Do you have like steps how they can change the system?
Yeah, to my colleagues, I think I should talk to everybody. It's because everybody has another problem in the practice to change the system. But that's what we're talking about at the break and in the courses or something like this. So, or they come to my practice and they look how I'm doing this, and then we can think about how we can start it. Because I started also.
Yeah. Do you have like I guess we have always dentists who are watching our summits. Do you have an advice to them? Like how, like just a few words, how they can change it, to motivate them to change, and like what needs to be done.
Okay, okay, yeah. First of all, for my colleagues, please observe the patients if when they are talking to you and when they feel not observed. That's a really, really important thing. And then learn how habits are expressing in the face, for example. Very often you see the children like this, biting on the lip. Or when they're swallowing, "Oh, I have a great video. I think we should put it in." We do this. So you can see what is happening in the face. And if you see this, then talk to the parents. And there are also some good videos on YouTube. We will do a link to one of it also. And also on the MyoPrest side, you have great videos, what you can show to the parents. And it's so easy explained in a really good way, and also very good explained to the children, so that everybody can understand what is happening and how is it interacting. And then it's a really, really easy way to bring them to this treatment.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Saskia. I think this was like an eye-opener to many new possibilities. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
One question which is always arising is about the wisdom teeth.
Yes.
Like, it's like quite common, like here in Germany, that the dentists tell the teenagers at one certain point, okay, it's best to have all four wisdom teeth extracted, because they could make a problem at some later point, move the other teeth to the front, crowd the system. What's your take on that?
I leave them where they are, because for me, every Every tooth is very important. Yeah, there are some indications like cysts and infections where we have to extract them. Yeah, that's right. And if they are resorbing the roots of other teeth, that's possible sometimes. But I see this not very often. And the point you're talking or asking about is if the treatment, orthodontic treatment, is ended, yeah, and then we say, okay, take off all these. No, I say leave them, because for me the crowding in the front is another problem. I think it's a problem about the tissues and the muscular system. This is more the problem than these teeth, because I take these teeth. Can you see them? So I think if this is a wisdom teeth, okay, we have there also teeth in front. And normally we have there also, we have four teeth, like with a big roots, all right? And if we try to move them in the orthodontic, yeah, with appliances and braces, we need a lot of power to move them forward or backward, okay? And if you have now a wisdom teeth, which is growing like this, yeah, or something like this, yeah, and the growing, you only have bone here, yeah, there's bone. And the root is growing in this direction, and normally it's growing when the root is growing, the tooth has also the impulse to move up, yeah. And so it could be that it wants to move forward, but it has to move also four teeth with a really great big root. So I think they can't move all these teeth. Mm-hmm. And we also have studies. We had studies where this first molar was extracted. Yeah.
The four, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there are some teeth here, and only the seven here, and the eight is coming like this, and it's growing, but this part wasn't decreasing.
This gap was not
yeah,
closing.
Yeah, gap, thank you. It wasn't closing in this way it should do. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's more a muscle and tissue problem, because if the muscles are coming a little bit stronger here and we lose the bite high altitude, mm-hmm. and something like this, yeah, the maxilla and the mandibula are coming a little bit more together, yeah, and the lower jaw can't move a lot backwards because there's the joint, mm-hmm. there's an ending, yeah, and the upper jaw, the upper teeth and the lower teeth have to do a crowding then, mm-hmm. yeah. I think this is more the problem of these myofunctions than that the wisdom teeth is pushing. So,
what about biting? How important do you see that children really chew, they really bite, like for example, bite an apple, bite some carrots, or just having like mashed potato, like soft bread, having smoothies?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's very important that they bite an apple and chew really good, yeah? Because they have to train also all these muscles, and if muscles are functioning, then bone is developing, okay? Yeah. But if your child likes very soft food, look to the breathing, because very often the children, if they like soft food, yeah, they can swallow it very easy and quickly, and then they can breathe through their mouth again.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because if they don't breathe through their nose, then they can't chew a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have to breathe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's why they are swallowing very quickly. It's up and they can breathe again through their mouth. Okay.
Interesting point.
Yeah. So don't press your children to good chewing. If they don't breathe through their nose, they can't. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really, really important. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.